I've never shopped Fifth Avenue with an alien. For some reason, if I'd ever actually imagined such a thing before, I probably would have pictured it differently. Maybe people pointing and screaming, or Donald Sutherland tugging at his hair and yelling about pod people. But shopping with Griffin and Devin is a bit more like shopping with a spoiled toddler and his famous handler. Both of them march directly into a shop, crowd of scary bodyguards in tow, and the store's staff nearly tramples themselves to help us. "What are you looking for?" one of the saleswomen demands, all but throwing herself on top of Griffin. He seems immune to gorgeous 20-somethings in expensive clothes. Instead, he's completely transfixed by the fashion aspect of the store. He lets out a few gasps as his fingers trail over fabric and buttons, leaving Devin to speak to the staff. "Thank you very much for your offer of help," Devin says, "but we have a stylist right here, Miss Kirkwood." One of the male employees eyes me and shakes his head in the most judgmental manner I've ever seen. "We are professionals," he says, "and I really don't think sales bin chic is in this season. It went out somewhere around the time her clothes were made, which I'm guessing was before I was born." "Excuse me," I say, my face flaming with embarrassment. "I happen to call my style off-duty rock star, and I think it's pretty great."
"Off-duty? I think you mean retired rock star, maybe even deceased rock star."
"Well, at least I'm original." I point at his suit, but I can't think of any good insults.
"Wanda will do just fine," Griffin yells from across the sales floor, accosting a shirt with the enthusiasm of a starving man receiving a meal for the first time in days.
"Oh my God, your name is Wanda?" the male employee asks, cringing. "Did your parents give you up for adoption?"
As I try to leave the store, a couple of the scary guys step in the way of the door. I have to give up on that plan for now.
"Wanda, get over here and help me."
Wait, is he stripping down in public? Much to my horror, Griffin peels off the purple fuzzy sweater, revealing a slender and taut body underneath. Tugging off his skinny jeans next, he tosses them aside. Just when I think he's going for the underwear and might get arrested for public nudity, he snatches a pair of pants off a hanger and tugs them on, along with an ugly, mustard-colored shirt from a nearby display. "Good choice, sir," one of the employees says, and they all chime in with their encouragement.
"It's very David Bowie," another employee says. "So avant-garde to wear women's clothes."
Griffin, who has just pranced to a mirror to stare at himself, stops spinning and looks at his crowd of admirers, and then at Devin and me.
"Yes or no?" he demands. "Is it very David Bowie?"
I sigh and walk toward him. "Let me choose a few things for you to try on," I say. "And in the fitting rooms, please, not out here. It goes against our customs to parade around in nothing but underwear."
"What about Victoria's Secret?"
Now I'm staring at him. "What do you mean? What about it?"
"When your kind wears that brand, you don't wear anything else, isn't that true? I saw the pictures everywhere."